Hello and welcome to my latest Matchpod review for www.mufcglobal.co.uk. We want Glazers out. Say we want Glazers out. Manchester United were back in action yesterday against Sunderland at the Stadium of Light. Ended Sunderland 0, Manchester United 0. This pod is being done on Sunday morning. I was out Friday and Saturday, so I listened to the game. And this is probably just going to be a short and sweet one, to be perfectly honest, because basically not really much happened in the game from a Manchester United point of view, which didn't really surprise me too much. I mean, the team news was interesting. I think, obviously, United now having the qualification of the Champions League, you are going to have a swap around of players because there is a World Cup coming up, and certain football clubs, if they've got nothing to play for, I think players are more bothered around the World Cup than they are about playing for their football club, Real Madrid being for one at the moment. In regards to the team, it was Lemens in goal. It was Mazraoui came in at right back, Shaw at left back, and Martinez did come in. I think I mentioned this about Heaven and Martinez. What would happen? Martinez came back in the left side defence for with Harry Maguire. Midfield two of Kobbie Mainoo and Mason Mount. Casemiro, well, I don't know what the situation was with Casemiro. I'm basically just assuming he's just going to play one more game at the end of this season. That will be against Forest, so we can get his kudos, because apparently he's the greatest midfielder ever, and he's exactly what we've been missing, and it's going to be a real struggle to replace him. It's not going to be a real struggle to replace the Casemiro in between the first year and probably about two thirds of this season, and that's got to be the plan. As I say, You can't be sentimental in football. And unfortunately, this football club has been massively sentimental in regards of on the footballing side. They're not sentimental on the corporate commercial side. As you say, a lot of job losses at the football club since Ineos took over. They weren't sentimental there, but actually, what you do is you actually become a good football club, and then what you actually do, because it is actually Manchester United's football club, and then actually things off the pitch, you can it doesn't have to be as brutal the cuts off it. United lack money because they're doing poorly on the football pitch, unlike that idiot and disgrace Ed Woodward. What we do on the pitch won't affect our commercial side. You're an idiot, Ed, and whatever you're doing now, do one and never ever come back to Old Trafford or to any Manchester United game. As they say, the Glazers must be laughing. So he'll probably come back in for next week against Forest, and then the front three Ahmad started. Didn't surprise me. He had a great period at Sunderland, so he's going to start. Cunha started, obviously Bruno Fernandes, and then Joshua Zirkzee played up. Francesco injured at the moment, obviously got a knock against Liverpool and went off, so we'll have to see how that plans in the long run. As I say, United have got to a point where they essentially don't need any more points because they've achieved the goal of getting in the Champions League, but you do want to see sort of good performances from the end of the season, and this was not one of them in the first half. I mean, I'll tell you now, Lemens was man of the match. He made the save he made from Zidiki early on was excellent. He had to get down to one from Brobbey. But Sunderland, I was listening. That was at a beer festival. I was listening on the radio. I managed to multitask. It was mainly Sunderland who were dominating the game. Sunderland have struggled in recent times. I think they haven't won for a number of games, but they've not been scoring goals either, which has been their problem. But basically, United's midfield would just run through. I mean, I'm not surprised if you stick Mason Mount in there. That is not his position. I think for me, and I know that Ugarte had an injury, so Carrick probably thought, well, I'll just put some experience in that position. But I mean, he may have been better putting Bruno Fernandes in that position, to be honest, than Mason Mount, because he's better with the ball, basically. But you know, you've got the Fletcher twins. Maybe one of them could have come in, give them an opportunity. But Mount was for the highlight, because as I say, I've watched some sort of extended highlights this morning, in a haze, I have to say. But yeah, he's just It's just up to it. He's better for me. He's better on the left hand side in the position that Cunha was in, or basically playing as a number 10 that Bruno Fernandes was in. But United didn't really create anything. There was like a handball shout in the first half from Ahmad. His arm what was out, but as I say, I thought if it hit him in the sort of midriff first, then the arm. As I say, they give these in the Champions League, which is just ridiculous. It just pretty changes the game. I know PSG went through against Bayern, but. I'd argue probably the penalty that was given in the PSG game wasn't a penalty, but the ref didn't give it at the time, and it was sort of a deflection from another part. So United did sort of get away one there, but to be fair, they don't give them in those games. I mean, Stuart Atwell was the referee. Maybe he's thinking, oh, I won't give that one because I didn't give the even more obvious one against Bournemouth, which apparently wasn't a penalty. You're allowed to just sort of grab people by two hands in the arm and push them down. That is not a penalty, according to PJMOL, who must be gutted United have made it to the Champions League. Devastated. So, it's like, unlucky PJMOL, unlucky. But into the second half, United did have a sort of a little bit more possession, a little bit more attacking intent, but Sunderland was still the better team. They were the side that was pushing on, and they hit the post late on with Gertruda. Lemens was rooted to the spot at that stage. As I say, and that really didn't create too much. Although they had a great opportunity right at the end with Matias Cunha. Their first shot on target in stoppage time, but a good save from Roofs. I was actually out with my mate Jordy Boy. In the big Sunderland fan, we're talking about Rufus and how good he's been this season, and he may move on, but Sunderland will get a good prize for this goalkeeper. He's had an excellent first season in the Premier League. I mean, in regards for United, as I say, a 0-0. I mean, so I think they played Sunderland, I think I heard the stat, 35 times in the Premier League, and Sunderland have only won 3 times. So, you know, they're a team that Manchester United tend to always get some kind of result out of, and they were fortunate today. As I say, if Sunderland get an early goal, you don't know how the game changes. Maybe United, you know, step up and they think to themselves, you know, we've really got to push on in this game. I mean, Bruno Fernandes did get sort of forearmed in the face. I mean, it is a red card because the guy basically did it on purpose. I mean, the reason is that the PGM, they should just stop these garbage reasons, like because it wasn't the elbow, but the guy just ran past Bruno Fernandes and purposely put his forearm into his face. But it was Bruno Fernandes. They don't particularly like Bruno Fernandes. So that's in Bruno Fernandes, who has been given the Football Writers Award. I mean, my personal view is I don't agree with that. It reminds me of when David Ginola won the Football Writers and the Player of the Year Award in 1999 when United won the treble. It's just ridiculous. But it's probably done early. I think the PFA one's done in like August, I think. So I think for me, I think you've got to wait till the end of the season. I think there are other players like Declan Rice, Ryan Shirky. I mean, Doku recently, but maybe not throughout the whole season. But for me, it'd be Declan Rice. He's been absolutely outstanding. And whilst maybe his level has dropped a little bit, he's still outstanding for Arsenal, in my opinion. But that's probably because he's knackered. And as I say, we need him right on it after the World Cup. He's got a Champions League final. If I was Thomas Tuchel, just bring him on in the second half of that final friendly that we've got. Give him some time to just sort of get himself sort of up to speed, or maybe start that game, possibly play 60 minutes and then we go from there, because he's as important as Harry Kane for me in that England squad. He's going to be absolutely huge. I'd say he would have probably been my choice as we stand as the player of the year. As I say, it will come in August, the players one. But usually the Football Writers tend to be the more sensible ones, to be fair. The players, there can be a little bit of bias in it. You know, if you're Man United, do you ever pick a Liverpool player? If you live with Man United, Arsenal, Tottenham, it's that kind of thing. So, but congratulations to Bruno Fernandes. And as I say, he's chasing this assist record, which I think he just needs one to level and two to go ahead. But, you know, of Kevin De Bruyne. But you know what? If I'm Kevin De Bruyne, I don't know how many Premier League titles he's got, maybe six. I think Bruno Fernandes would rather them than that record. So it is, as I say, you want to be winning the biggest of trophies, or at least having a chance to compete to win the biggest of trophies. And United haven't been anywhere near that, unfortunately, essentially since Ferguson's gone. You know, since Ineos has come in, things haven't got better. Maybe things will improve next season. As I say, they've got a manager to sort out, and also they've got players to bring in. That midfield area is a massive, massive, massive issue. Three midfielders are needed in there big time, and they need to be got early, before the World Cup, preferably. But we will have some players who won't be going to the World Cup. I think Dorgu came on again, did a reasonable job. I think him not going to the World Cup will be good. I think Sesko not going to the World Cup is really helpful. As I say, Mason Mount won't be going to the World Cup, but whether he'll be able to do anything, we shall see. I think he will be the second highest paid player at the football club. How scary is that? Scary is that? But anyway, that's where we're at. So, an ill-do for United. They got away with it. Next up is Nottingham Forest. It'll be a Sunday week on Sunday. I'll be on the train, but I'll be able to watch it on the train, chewing up my data, because you can never get any streaming on these trains, can you? It's never good enough, the Wi-Fi. So I'll be following that next Sunday. But as always, thanks for listening. All pods up at www.mufcglobal.co.uk, up at various podcast platforms such as Spotify, Podbean, Listen Notes, Podchaser, PCAST. Search MUFC Global and it will come up. So, a bit of a damn squib match. A match United got away with, but two final games of the season. Let's see if they can actually step up in these final two games of the season. I actually think the Brighton game, there may be some further changes. Obviously, again, the World Cup is something that players will be thinking about. You know, we're getting in that last game. But it is important. United, the final home game, they step up and they give the home fans something additional to shout about for the final game. And as I say, it'll be a Forest side that should be, I think they should be safe by then. So hopefully it'll be a good game. And as I say, Forest have been very good this season, despite them getting battered by Villa. They've been good under Vitor Pereira, and they're a very dangerous team. And as I say, they've got a better midfield than us. So that's where a lot of problems lie for Manchester United. So as always, thanks for listening, and I will be back after the Forest game. It'll be on Sunday when I get back from a heavy sessioning trip to Newcastle.